Three guys in a bedroom talking about movies. What are they talking about? Probably, yeah. Triple dudes talking about movie tunes. Yeah.
The Siamese twins, if they're conjoined at the brain, one of them can turn the other one off and just be like, you're dead now.
Oh, they're conjoined at the brain.
Yeah, look at this picture.
You didn't mention that.
Look at this picture.
I thought we were just talking
about conjoined. Look at that picture.
It's disgusting. They almost have two different hair colors.
Oh, yeah, they do. One of them's got kind of like a Justin Bieber haircut. And the other one...
Well, okay, first, how
if
would
you can picture Justin Bieber with a head on his head.
It's Justin Bieber with the head on his head.
Oh, I'm so tired of having a head on my head.
How
would you even confirm this? One of the twins dies and the other one's like, oh, I turned him off.
Yeah.
The brain.
I know.
Oh, here. This is another great question. If a person who is a conjoined twin commits murder and the other is innocent, do they both go to jail? I mean, yes, right? I mean, the answer is yes.
No,
they don't. Well,
how does the other person, they have to come up with some sort of
deconjoining? Well, a cell, so one cell has
a
like
cell,
TV.
Cells, whatever
it would have to, you'd have to do kind of like a home imprisonment.
And it would be like if the good one wanted to travel, they just knock the bad one out. He just doesn't get to enjoy it at all. He is sedated for the whole trip and then wakes up and he's back in prison.
I just want to end that
conversation
with yes, you can kill your Siamese twin.
Just by choice.
The Avengers should have some sort of arch enemy that turns them into Siamese twins.
Siamese-o.
Siam.
Siamese-o. Everyone should be touching.
Some sort of crazy pervert. Yeah, I guess it would be if Human Centipede decided to become sort of a supervillain.
Three guys in a bedroom. The Avengers.
It sounded
podcast.
Like a
cat,
but it wasn't.
Wait, I just want to start by saying I just got here from the dentist.
Oh yeah,
and it was hurting, so she gave me extra Novocaine.
Novocaine.
So I might sound a little drunk.
That's fine.
Yeah, so no different than usual. But
we have a special guest here with us.
Oh yeah, Eames' dog is here.
Yoshi.
Yeah.
Yoshi, give us a little.
He
Yoshi.
Fell asleep during the Avengers. So.
The Avengers.
Yeah.
So
did you commit a murder while the dog was
I fell
asleep?
Asleep during the Avengers as well.
I
no,
did
you
too,
didn't.
I did.
I swear I did.
I did.
You
about,
literally fell asleep.
There is a period of time in the beginning of the film where it's the most boring thing I've ever seen. After they've recruited everyone and there's just this long period of time before any action happens and they're just like on that flying ship,
mm-hmm.
I fell asleep.
That's not that much time. It's maybe 20 minutes.
I disagree.
Maybe 15.
I saw a really late showing at 10:15. Not really late, but
so both
late
of you
enough,
literally fell asleep during this movie. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. I fell asleep in the same, like for I would say on and off for like 10 to 20 minutes during that same period,
yeah.
And then the ending brought me back in.
Yeah, the ending brought me back in. So the Avengers.
That's
just, what we're
yeah.
Doing.
You didn't like it, Eames. You didn't like it.
I got stuff to say about it.
I feel like I wanted more action.
I was a big fan. I liked it. I liked it through and through.
Now, before we even get into this, do we have to discuss the other movies? Do people have to see those to see this movie?
I don't think I've ever seen any of them.
But
yeah.
Then going to the backstory, I mean, you just assume you know the backstory of Captain America, right? But
right.
Wouldn't it have been nice to see, to care about that character more from seeing a whole other movie with him?
Yeah, I imagine so.
The Captain America movie was garbage, though. That was the worst one of all of them, I think.
Thor was terrible.
I know you didn't like Thor. I thought Thor was great.
I kind of think that's the most interesting thing about this whole like experiment they're doing, where those individual movies are just to set up this
right.
giant
movie. It's insane.
Thor felt the most just because of the Avengers was happening, they made Thor, to me.
Yeah.
And Captain America worked as a movie. Thor... felt like an episode of a TV show about Thor.
Well, was there a Hulk with Mark Ruffalo?
No, there was the Ed Norton. So Ed Norton was supposed to be, and then he decided, I guess, for some reason, not to do it.
He backed out. So, God, I guess my big problem with this is that I have a whole problem with the Thor universe. The entire Thor universe
right.
I don't like. So,
and it just boils down to Kevin not liking fantasy.
Having the bad guy in this movie be from Thor
But but it wasn't like he's a bad guy from Thor. He's a bad guy in the Avengers comic book series. You
right.
I think
we need to pick another bad guy, because if you set up for me...
But he was a really big part of the bad guy universe in the Avengers.
I just don't think the Avengers works for me then.
Right,
with
but
Thor,
the thing is that
Thor.
You knew going into it that Thor was in this, so it's so strange to me that for some reason you all of a sudden
I would
like
Thor if there were these tales of Thor fighting in space as Thor, but he was also this guy that gets sent to Earth and he has no powers. That's my Thor.
But why does he... What? Then he wouldn't even be in the Avengers. He would just be some dude. Why would he be a Thor?
Yeah. I would prefer that.
What?
Yeah. I don't like his powers. They're too,
his
like...
His powers are ridiculous. He, in Thor, the movie Thor...
He kills, like, an entire planet.
He can do anything he wants.
Right, yeah.
And then in this
much.
One, there is no argument about whether or not he has his hammer. He just has his hammer. Whenever he needs to do something, he does it.
Yeah.
That's actually the thing that bothers me most about movies like this, is just...
Superman.
There's no consistency. Like, Hulk punches that... the spaceship in the nose, and it, like... crashes to the ground.
Right.
And then there are other... there's just no consistency with what he can do.
The problem with the Hulk strength is, shouldn't it be proportionate to the Hulk? Like, even if there is a creature that size that is strong, can only be as strong as...
its muscles are.
That would be, right?
Right.
What are you saying? What?
I'm saying...
How are you following that? I don't know what you're saying.
It's like they made the Hulk stronger than he could possibly be. Like, even if the Hulk was that big, the Hulk would have to be the same size as that creature to stop it. Probably.
No, because it's
or
a matter
of... I mean, there's no way the Hulk they showed us was strong enough to stop that thing.
Why, you guys, this is what you want to take issue with in this movie?
I'm sorry.
That the powers didn't seem right physically?
This is the whole...
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. can't create
this
that suit.
Whole,
there's so many things that are just
problem.
Fall apart.
But if we're going to treat these superhero movies as realistically as possible, which the Batman franchise has shown us is the only way to do it.
No, or the Avengers franchise has shown you that it does, that it works, because it just became one of the highest grossing movies ever opening week.
That's a really good point. Batman really just changes the lens of everything.
Well, especially when you watch that trailer before. You know that the badass new trailer where it's just like piano.
Yeah,
piece.
But it's a different movie for a different audience. This is definitely going after
That's
a younger, more fun audience.
And they lost me. Especially,
well,
even Iron Man I can get on board with. The world of Iron Man they've set up, where he's snarky, there's a lot of jokes, but it's all based on technology.
Mm-hmm. Again, why? You hate magic. You just hate
doesn't exist.
Anything magic.
It's silly.
I don't hate magic, but
I do
resist this superhero world. I don't like superheroes, other than Batman.
Spider-Man.
I don't even really like Spider-Man
right.
very much. Like, I'm not going to see that Spider-Man.
But Iron Man.
No, that Spider-Man doesn't look very good.
Anyway, I was reading an interview with Jon Favreau, and he was going to direct this for a while, and then he backed out.
Right.
And he said he had a really hard time dealing with how carefully they set up the Iron Man universe, and how they were going to incorporate the Thor universe into that, and keep it something that he wanted to be a part of.
Right.
And he couldn't do it.
Okay, so...
It's
so
just,
what?
It's just terrible.
I mean, what are you
it's,
telling me
it's
for?
It's just so crazy to have the whole premise of this movie be an energy gate to space that is opening up right before our eyes.
Yes. But it's a comic book. It's a comic book. Why are we introducing this
laughable
this
if it was in a Batman movie?
Yeah, but the Batman
Why
movies
can't
are,
they exist in the same world?
Because, well, first of all, it's DC and Marvel, so let's start there.
Well, but
they
should be on the same... I think
no,
Iron Man
no,
and Batman not, live in the same world.
They're very intentionally not, right? It's a comic book story where aliens and gods and all that stuff comes into play in that comic book universe. What you're saying is just the Avengers is not for you as a concept.
I would agree with you, but I think the way they advertise it, they try to make you think it's going to be as much in the Batman universe as possible.
Well, yeah, they want to try to give it some semblance of reality.
They
right? want to
make you think it's very serious.
Well, I think, like, not just the believability, but the fight scenes in a movie like this, they're just so hard to, like, choreograph so you can, like, understand what is happening. Like, if you compare... I really liked that scene with Scarlett Johansson in the beginning. Where she,
oh, that
like,
was
takes,
cool.
Like, and I really liked her in this movie, which was surprising because I don't really like her. But,
huh,
interesting. And then you compare it with, like,
I don't
Thor
think
or somebody fighting, and it's just like looking at colors. Like, you can't make heads or tails.
Thor fighting Hulk was just it was pointless. It was like, what's the point of this?
Well, it's to show how that
but
they're
they
equals.
Should have, like, the only way I want to see that fight is if it's destroying a whole city or something.
Right. Yeah, they could have been done much quicker.
But it was on the ship, and then they just both fell off the ship, and they were on the ground, and then they came up. It was like, what? I don't know, that was the other thing that bothered me, is them
all the
infighting, and you
yeah.
know it's going to go away.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little bit...
It felt
yeah.
a little forced.
Yeah, it did feel a little forced. I agree with that.
But I love this version of the Hulk, I'll say that.
Yeah, I really like me Mark Ruffalo in this movie.
Yeah.
He was great, and I like the idea that he can instantly do it.
I'm always angry. I thought
yeah,
that was
that
a great
was,
line.
That was a great
that
line.
That was a great line.
And I guess he does kind of figure out how to work with it a little bit more, but... The only problem I had with him was the strength. I don't understand how they're measuring his strength.
Well, he's the Hulk. He's just
but
crazy
he be,
strong.
But he can only physically be as strong as those muscles can lift, right?
Yeah, no, because
I mean,
he has magic muscles.
Yeah.
Magic muscles.
Yeah, he has muscles that we can't comprehend.
The pants thing, too. They just go with that. I thought in this universe they might acknowledge...
Some stretchy pants?
Some pants or something.
They did that
well,
in the other
in
Hulk.
The field, wasn't he?
Yeah, when he crashed back into the whatever.
Yeah.
But when he turned into the Hulk, at some point his jeans just expanded with him.
Right.
Yeah,
he buy some stretchy jeans. Oh, they did that in the Ed Norton one. He literally bought like purple stretchy pants.
That's jeggings. You know.
Yeah, jeggings.
Right.
Hey, remember that time we recorded that Titanic podcast and it was really good and then we deleted
you
the
know,
whole thing?
I think I'm going to try to find like 5 minutes of it and put it up.
All right.
Yeah, it kind of sank.
Oh,
and it was really good too. We talked about a Japanese game show where people would go on in a time travel type scenario to see if they could get off the Titanic for $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. It was basically in the future we have time travel. People choose to be put on the Titanic right after it gets hit,
right?
Or 20 minutes before it
right.
sinks.
And there's all of these horrible scenarios throughout
9/11.
History: 9/11, or Pearl Harbor, or
Pick
Bay of Pigs. They could charge, sir. Custer.
I mean,
Custer's last charge or whatever. Custer's last battle.
The thing
stand.
I like about the 9/11.
Custer's
one,
last stand, thank you, yes.
Is it's just a race.
Like, I know.
Because you're just
because
at the top.
The
you have 15 minutes.
One,
to
the 9/11 one, you would almost, you know, and you could figure out the exact time amount, like. And people would have records.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
they, you know.
You made it out of the Twin Towers
yeah.
in this amount of time.
Michael Johnson.
Ooh.
Very, very, you know, always never forget, though.
No, yeah. Really, we'll have a lot of, let's have a little more respect, guys.
Do you remember Pickett's Charge, James?
No, I don't know this.
This is this insane part of the Civil War where a Southern general realized he was boxed in, was outnumbered, and ordered all his men to just stand in a straight line. And just walked towards the enemy until they were all mowed over. They all died. They didn't want to give up. They want to surrender, so they just all started walking towards this vast northern army, and they just all started shooting, and they all got wasted.
What? Is that what it is?
Pickett's Charge? Yeah.
I didn't realize
that. It's a suicide mission.
I gotta tell you, I would sneak away.
That's
obviously.
That's the only reason I'm alive today, is my grandfather was ordered to go to a machine gun nest during World War II. He's like, that's not smart, I'm not going to do that. And he went and did something else. All the other guys charged a machine gun. That's everyone else in his platoon got killed except my grandpa, and he went off and
how
did something else.
Shouldn't they give Captain America like a cool gun or something?
He has a shield. It's so stupid. I'm really disappointed.
Can't Thor bring some weapons to everyone? Here's a crazy weapon from space.
Ooh, yeah.
Use this.
Well, but then, even then they mostly just use swords and stuff.
Powerful shit. Right?
Magic swords of some sort, I suppose.
It's just
give,
a fucking video.
You know, why can't he bring...
Yeah, don't...
Why can't he bring the best bow and arrow in the galaxy
right.
to
Jeremy
Renner to Hawkeye?
Because... Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Hawkeye, I kind of like that character. Jeremy Renner just is good.
Yeah, but that, I totally agree with your opinion there, Kev, that it's like, oh, I got hit in the head, now I'm not brainwashed anymore.
Yeah, that was
stupid.
It's like, what? How...
The brainwash was... I didn't like that. I didn't like, they didn't earn that for me because we're in the trailers, we're excited to meet Hawkeye. And then immediately he's a bad guy. It was like, what?
Yeah, no.
It should have been that they brainwashed the Hulk or one of the guys that we already know. And it's like, oh, he's bad for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Picking a character you don't really know that well.
Right. But you know he's going to end up good. You know he's good. So this is all stupid. He's not going to die. He's not going to kill anyone.
But we know nobody in this movie is going to die. We know none of our heroes are going to die. I mean, you...
Isn't there a storyline, though, where eventually some of the Avengers die?
Yeah, well...
Couldn't one of them die in the next movie?
Theoretically, in the comic book universe, Thanos kills every superhero in, like, the Marvel universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanos is like one of the all-time
disappointing
amazing bad guys.
Ending, because I had to Wikipedia who that guy was.
Yeah,
the pink guy they showed in the last.
He's not
the
pink.
Last frame. He like pink face. Did you stay after the credits?
No.
Oh, the fucking.
Wait, you said that they might do a sequel to this?
Well,
they're
going to
do like. Do you know how much money this made?
This is a joke. I guess
Samuel,
my Novocaine.
Samuel Jackson is a 9-picture deal.
Wow. I like Sam Jackson in this. It was fun seeing him. It's been a while. What's his character's name?
Nick Fury.
Does he have like powers and stuff, or is he just smart?
Think so.
He's just the world's greatest spy.
Can't Thor just give him an eye? Just touch him. Here's your new eye.
You have such a problem with Thor.
I mean, they did literally. There was a scene in this where they made an eye. Did they not? Where he was like, "I need an eye," and then they like reached through the.
No.
It was like, and then he like used an eye.
Well, yeah, but
he
drilled an eye out of that guy's head. He didn't make it.
But he made it.
No.
He just transported it through the...
Well, he downloaded it. He downloaded it to some lasers.
Yeah. Sounds pretty dumb.
Even a couple...
Man, that was such an annoying cheat, how he could just make people... Like,
you're bad now. You're bad now.
That was
King.
So annoying.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was just so weak.
You just hate it. Do you want to talk about something else?
No. I want to explore this universe. The stuff that was cool, the fucking... underwater base that's disguised as just one aircraft carrier.
Right.
That's fucking awesome. Is that from the comics?
I mean, it's always so funny because Star Trek doesn't acknowledge that there's so many of these movies that deal with space travel and air travel and things like that. That ship is so expensive to build.
Gas.
It would take so much gas. It's so expensive.
Smoke.
I mean, how many people would have to work on
it?
It would be
gas that it would take to fly that thing
right.
for as long as they were in the air. I mean,
right.
gas was never an issue.
Never an issue. Never needing to fuel up. I mean, it must have been. I mean, it must have been trillions of barrels.
Saying that this is some sort of
future universe.
Sun-powered thing.
But it didn't seem like it.
It
I mean, there didn't. There wasn't any solar panels. Tony Stark didn't say anything about there being one of those
renewable energy.
What the hell? Arc reactor on there.
Your point that there wasn't enough action. It's true because there's only really three set pieces. There's the opening sequence,
right,
which has no Avengers in it.
But it's still
just,
action laced.
Just like a collapsing base that was mildly entertaining.
Okay,
not
enough for
very
you.
Impressive.
Okay.
Then you have...
an implosion of an entire city-sized base. Not enough for Kevin anymore.
The base is so boring looking and no one died in it.
And yet you love Jurassic Park where the T-Rex burst through the top of the car. I mean, that
well,
is for some reason...
I care about those characters. It's more personal. And it's cooler to look at an animatronic T-Rex than buildings falling into themselves.
Yeah, I agree that I'm sort of over CGI.
I hate it.
I'm over it. I'm getting a little over it.
The more
it.
You know about it, the more you're just looking at it and saying, like, oh, this is a drawing of something. It's not even... It's like a rendering.
We can't make a real Hulk that moves cool. We can't do it.
Using camera tricks? I mean, they made...
We made Raptors move pretty well.
I mean, they made Gandalf look massive in Lord of the Rings. I mean,
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the... What?
Put the emphasis on the Lord for some reason.
I do that sometimes. What was that fortune cookie I got the other day? About sound advice.
Oh, yeah.
It was like people...
Yeah, he thought it was sound advice instead of
people
sound
were,
advice.
Like, your friends will approach you for sound advice was the fortune cookie, and I read it as people will approach you for sound advice.
Like
engineering.
You read it as such?
Yeah, yeah. Or we were playing the in-bed game. So,
yeah.
You know, the in-bed game. So
sound advice at bed. How big is Hulk's dick?
How big...
I mean,
I'd say about the size of a ferret.
I was surprised there wasn't an Iron Man joke about. So, have you ever had sex while you're the guy? You know?
Interesting. I mean, yeah, that would fit.
That whole thing should have been. You know, he would ask so many questions about
the dick.
That aspect of it.
Right.
When
sex.
You're that guy.
Right. Like I'm probably the only guy in the world that can't compete with the size of that dick
and
kind
if
of joke.
The Hulk, if we're saying that he turns into this raging monster that just wants to smash everything. Isn't he also, like, raping every woman he sees?
Why? Ames, you want to field this one, or do you want to describe to Kevin why his question there is
if he can't,
totally crazy?
If he would kill his own friends
when you're in a
raging
fit of rage, do you want to go out and rape a woman? When you are angry in traffic and somebody cuts you off, you're like, fuck! Do you want to go out and rape a chick, Kevin?
No, but I'm not. If it's like, if it's a lion was in traffic.
Do you think? So, oh shit. So the lion would. So you're saying a lion when he's angry.
Yeah,
he's
a beast. He's
you're
not
bad.
A man.
He's,
you're
talking,
bad.
He's a primal.
He's a primal man. So it's anger, and then I think it's, you know, it's wanting to destroy things, and I think he would treat women differently. He would try to fuck them, and he would kill them immediately.
It would be a Lenny.
Disgust or in the Hulk universe, does he ever like wake up and say, holy shit,
I
killed like 30 women last
I
night?
I raped and killed 30 women.
Well, he didn't rape, he just tries to have sex with him.
Can we talk about Star Wars for a second?
Sure.
Since we're talking about universes and existing in the same universe.
You want to talk about the holiday special?
I
want
to talk about the holiday special. Well, you describe it. I don't.
You read
the Wikipedia.
There's this thing on Netflix called People vs. George Lucas,
which I guess will be our Netflix pick of the week.
Yeah. Documentary. It follows why everyone's so obsessed with Star Wars, and do we have a right to be mad at George Lucas for doing the special editions, for doing the new three, for basically destroying a lot of the Star Wars universe.
Mm.
And one of the things they talk about is this holiday special that no one knows about. It came out a year after the first Star Wars. It was aired once on TV, Christmas Eve or something, 1980 or whatever, and never aired again. Never released on DVD or tapes. The only copies are people that happen to be recording it that night, and then they've just passed it along through generations.
What happened? Why did
what
this
is
get,
it?
Like, expunged from
it's
there?
Because
well,
George
because
Lucas,
it was so bad.
It's terrible.
It's
George Lucas
beyond bad.
Gave NBC the rights to use all the characters, all the actors agreed to be in it.
He was just, like, so money hungry. Right
yeah,
now.
But he had nothing to do with it, so he just signs off, and this other guy directs it, other person writes it. And it's garbage.
It is, but Eames
is any of the actors in it?
All of them.
But 90% of it is basically. So it takes
90%.
Place on. For some reason, they chose to make the whole thing about Chewbacca is trying to make it back to his home planet, Kayak, or something like that, for Life Day.
Life Day
is sort of like Christmas for Wookiees.
Right.
And the whole thing is about Han and Chewie trying to get back for Life Day. At least that's what's happening in the background of things that you don't see. Han and Chewie are getting in all these crazy, exciting adventures, avoiding the Emperor.
At least the space footage is from Star Wars.
Yes.
The actual dogfights that they're...
Exactly. And they're avoiding the Empire, and they're trying to make it home. So that's what's happening in the background. You don't see that. What you do see, Eames, is Chewbacca's family, probably takes place over the course of one day, Life Day morning.
Yeah.
And it's basically Chewbacca's family all growling at each other for about 30 minutes without subtitles. It's his wife, his son.
I think that just struck like a memory in my head.
You think you maybe have seen this? You saw this?
Or like saw a clip of it or something.
It is beyond crazy, Eames. It is the strangest thing I've ever seen. Not only is it the strangest, it's the worst thing possible.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's the worst thing possible.
The things that they have them do is argue about who's doing chores. Like, we're watching them live the most boring life possible.
And literally,
so it's just a domestic like comedy on Chewbacca.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like dinosaurs.
It's like an episode of dinosaurs without
subtitles.
What percentage of the movie is that?
90?
80 or 90, yeah.
80.
It is beyond.
And then every once in a while
it
cuts to a 2 minutes of, you know,
Luke Skywalker
repairing something in R2.
So this happens chronologically. It happens in between the first and second.
Yes,
in between episodes 4 and
you actually get
yeah.
to see your first sneak peek of Boba Fett. There is a cartoon portion about Boba Fett, and that's like the only good thing.
Right,
but it's wild.
Wow!
And literally,
and
it's
on like YouTube. Or,
I don't know, maybe, but I downloaded it.
Oh, okay.
Legally. Yeah.
I wonder why they haven't tried to, like, cash out on this one. Because it seems like it could be one of those cult
things. It is interesting that, because I know he loves his money.
Yeah.
So
George Lucas loves it. Let's emphasize that a little bit more. George Lucas loves
his
money. He's torn
on how much money he could make on this, but he wants to keep his universe intact.
Right.
Yes, so Star Wars Holiday Special.
Go check it out.
I want to say something on that note. I hate space fantasy. I love space sci-fi, but
so
space
is that
fans,
what Thor is?
Star Wars?
Yeah, exactly. The Thor universe, like that space stuff. And also, I don't know if you guys saw
Star Wars? You don't like Star Wars?
I do like Star Wars, but I consider that more sci-fi than fantasy.
It's not.
Like, for instance, did you guys see the Green Lantern?
No.
It was very,
no.
very similar.
That
and
looks,
all the space stuff was very similar to the
Green
awful.
Lantern looked fucking terrible.
It was
I would like to see it, actually, but it looked really, really
We should
really
download and watch it.
Yeah, we should. Legally.
Legally.
Do you want to use my iTunes account? Or
should we rank the heroes or something?
Captain America's the worst. Well, in terms of what?
Agree.
In terms of power? Like who could win in a fight?
In terms of who is actually needed. If they assemble the Avengers, how many of these people do we actually need?
Thor and Iron Man. They could basically do it all.
Just Thor, right?
Hulk wouldn't hurt.
Hulk couldn't.
If you grant
I think
his
Hulk
powers,
gets Hulk
I mean,
gets
he
more in
the
way than.
Yeah, but he kills that.
Hulk's a liability.
Hulk is a liability. If you could just, if you wanted to have genocide, you could drop Hulk off on a planet, and then just come back like a week later, and that would be like a good thing for Hulk.
Gave him the Hulk.
Right.
Now, how many women does he rape during that time? Because he's angry. Because you rape women when you're in a bad mood.
It's a rapeicide.
I'm not just saying, he's not constantly angry as Hulk. He is just a, he's just a beast. He's just a, he's not human. There's no sympathy. He's not angry at his friends. He doesn't kill them because he's mad at them.
It's like 28 days later where you're blind with rage.
But he has more function than a zombie. If zombies had a little more brain power, they would rape the shit out of women.
You think?
They are eating you. If they had any desire, any sexual desire, they would rape.
Well, yes.
I think that would be
but
scarier.
Not because they're angry.
That would be a scarier zombie if you came up with a zombie that...
Rape zombies?
That wanted to rape women.
Do they still eat them when they're done?
Sure, they eat them while they're raping them.
That is a scarier zombie.
Yeah.
The way they move their hands,
you gotta
it's
rip
kind
off
of like
those
a
zombie dicks. You know, they gotta like reach down there and
that's
fucking...
Probably, that's probably a good point.
Or a good horror movie.
Torture porn. Yeah, it'd be like a good torture porn. Like
I don't understand why you don't just need Thor.
Why Thor can't just do everything. Well, Thor is not unbeatable. He's not Superman. You can kill him.
With what?
The same way that the Hulk basically kicked the shit out of Loki.
But who's going to do that? I mean, wouldn't Thor create world peace, effectively?
Why?
Because he would just destroy any threat.
Well, yeah, but any of those guys could do that. Iron Man could do that. Hulk could do that.
Iron Man did. I guess Iron Man and Iron Man 2 technically has created world peace, right?
Yeah, I mean, he basically stopped a bunch of war out in the Middle East single-handedly.
So, I mean, what's going to happen in the second movie?
Thanos is going to come down. You're going to have a fucking crazy great bad guy.
He's just going to... But I need more destruction. I need there to be, like, some cities have just been taken out. That's the great thing about Independence Day. Is that, hey, all these cities actually just got destroyed. You know, every other movie we save New York, we save L.A.
Right.
I'm going to need so much more destruction for the second one, too.
Okay. I like a little
Thanos
here, too, where, like, you know, Batman's
I would like it
stuff.
To start with... Captain America getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, that's not going to happen, but I'd like that too.
You know,
I think he's a worthless character.
Get a little Watchmen action going on. You know, one of the main people dies in the beginning.
Right.
And then you're sucked in.
Thanos is one of the all-time great supervillains, though. I mean, at least in that universe. You're not going to like him because it's all...
It's just a weird
space
reveal.
Fantasy, right?
It's a weird reveal. Like,
well, it's not a reveal. It's a teaser.
It was a teaser, but... I'm guessing so many people had to look up who that was.
Well, a lot of people thought it was Galactus.
That's where I originally thought it was, too.
Yeah, no. Galactus has the big helmet, and he's the size of a planet.
He's the size of a planet?
Yeah, he is. He's about the size of a planet.
He's bigger. He eats planets.
He eats planets, yeah.
He just kind of floats around space, eats planets.
Correct.
He's shaped like a man.
Correct.
There is a man.
Gave Silver Surfer
power cosmic. He can't fuck anything.
Hulk probably gives him an HJ.
No, like the sun gives him a boner. Maybe. He's like, it's a little hotter over here.
That's not bad.
And then he like takes two planets and just smashes them against his dick.
Right.
You know? I bet the best
that's,
yeah, he just
and the first time
he walks through space, actually. He just fucking walks over to our galaxy.
And then the first time he ever came, that's
he
how he got the Milky Way
a,
galaxy. All
on?
That milkiness of the Milky Way galaxy is Galactus' semen.
You got it out. Is he standing on a giant ship, Galactus, or is he just floating?
He has a ship that he flies around.
Who built that? He built it?
I don't know who built
what
Galactus.
What planet was he
ship?
Born on? Like, what planet is big enough for him to be standing on?
What vagina did he come out of?
Yeah, exactly. So many questions.
Did
for
he, was he wearing the helmet when he was born?
But I think his best fantasy in space is, like, an asteroid field that's moving, and he just kind of gets his dick in there.
And then he's just kind of slapping it as it goes
like,
by.
And then he just fucking busts a nut, you know?
Right, because the asteroid
because all these rocks
slapping
are just
his dick.
Smashing into a giant cock. And that's what it's like to be Galactus. The loneliest person ever
right.
is Galactus. Wandering through space, fucking...
Wait, just waiting for asteroid belts.
And just, if aliens show up, we're already dead. That's my opinion.
I don't even think we notice. They just blow us up.
Yeah, they'd probably blow us up as soon as they could see us. They wouldn't even, if they're hostile, I don't even think they would get close enough for us to even notice them. They would just,
well, no, they wouldn't destroy the planet. They would theoretically just.
Or they just launch some probe that lands, and we're like, oh, what's this? And just, and like a skin eradicating laser beam envelops the Earth.
Correct. That would make more sense to me than them just blowing up the planet. Because they
right.
would want. They would want something. They would need.
Would they?
I don't know. They probably need something.
They need some bananas, or what?
They need a bushel of bananas.
Right.
Netflix.
All right. So let's just do this. Can we do a quick grade here?
So everyone's seen it, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah, everyone's seen it.
B minus.
Wow, that's actually higher than I thought you were gonna give.
There's so many bad movies out there.
Right, Eames.
I'm there. C plus, B minus. It wasn't bad. It was just.
I gave it a B plus. I think it was. I don't know if I'd see it again in theaters, but I'll definitely watch this movie again someday, like at home in good surround sound or something.
Netflix pick of the week.
I mean,
People versus George
People
Lucas.
Versus George Lucas is that's a good one. It was a really. It's an interesting documentary. There's a lot of.
If you're a Star Wars fan, which I don't know how you're not, everyone
likes Star Wars.
Yeah.
And they make some good arguments on both sides. It's not like people just shitting all over George Lucas. There's some people out there
right.
basically saying, like, dude, you keep buying all this shit. It's, you know, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, it was
all the bad
well.
Stuff he gave us Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah. You see how something is.
Yeah, I just watched, I've seen this before, but I really like it. Margot at the Wedding, you guys know? Noah Baumbach's.
I don't like Noah Baumbach.
Oh, no?
He's too morose for me.
But anyway, it's on there.
What is
morose.
It?
It's called Margot at the Wedding. It's with Nicole Kidman and Jack Black. It's
kind
of
this.
Like an upper crust, you know, like Hamptons type thing. Nicole Kidman's kind of like a writer. She's a bitch. And it's just like, I think it's one of Jack Black's funniest roles. He's really good at it.
Huh. So at the moment, we don't know what we're doing next week, guys.
Yeah.
But stay tuned. It'll be great. The bit.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. We're sorry it's been so long.
See you.
Season 2 is really off to a real shoddy start.